Chapter 3. Will I ever walk again? My messed up lady parts. When Titan finally came out of my body, it was love at first sight. I was so thrilled that my baby boy had come out so healthy and perfect. I honestly could not believe how beautiful he was. I felt like the luckiest woman on earth. But as anyone who's ever given birth knows, that pure rush of joy you feel is always mixed with some other feelings, like pain. You really cannot understand how badly a body can hurt until you have pushed a full-sized baby out of such a small opening. The second the adrenaline from the labor had worn off and I'd accomplished my goal of getting that baby out into the world, I immediately became aware of an excruciating pain in my nether regions. And yes, even as I was gazing for the first time at my gorgeous miracle of a son, I was beginning to feel a little concerned about how much my vajayjay hurt. Okay, concern is an understatement. I was full on panicking. What had happened down there? How could my vagina hurt so bad? And why was it all loose and floppy? Would it always be like this? Could the doctor sew it up so it would be tight again? And what could it possibly look like? Was it ever going to be cute again? Was my husband ever going to want to enter back in there again? Forget that. Would I ever be able to walk normally again? What if I had to undergo vaginal surgery? What was vaginal surgery anyways? Could it possibly hurt more than what I'd just gone through? So, yes, in spite of my total happiness, every single one of these thoughts flashed through my brain in the 3 minutes after I pushed Titan out. Because, man, my vagina hurt. What had I ever done to deserve this? It seriously felt like an open wound that just ached and burned and ached and throbbed. I couldn't turn over in my hospital bed without feeling like my whole body was going to be ripped open right at my center. I torn a lot on my left side and I could not imagine ever feeling like myself again. Dr. Bickman came by my room to check on me and I was practically in tears. What happened?